Homeward. We muscle against wayward powers raging against us, pull our oars, this time into a soul-stealing quiet of vapors. Navigation is something none of us mumbles about. We sorely breathe the mist. 6 gray day passages since the storm that rained and racked us. Illuminated dances of lightning. 1 serpent spiraling hotly down our mast. At first, we thought we'd made fair, costly escape. Hewn wood and sail fire. But mercifully doused, finally. By waves the storm itself tasted and spat upon us. Men burned and splintered and drowned when calm returned. The 5 of us remained alive. Now we pull, 2 on either side, rotate the 5th man to keep watch and sleep. Our charred half-ship somehow remaining afloat. We pull against visions of the small harbor village. Our full band ventured forth to raid, against recalling how our numbers thinned when women skillfully knocked arrows from perches in the trees, bolstering the sharpened defense of their homes. Deadly women. A piercing and bloody death for 13 men, screaming forward, our axes halted as they battered into a ditch-rising wall of shields and spears. Then appeared that questionable mercy. The sky tore wide, dark clouds unleashing angry cover, allowing us torrential escape. But as we lashed ourselves to the oars, seeking faraway home in this newest violent fray, the wave rolls washed a man over the side. We held fast, rowing madly as crashing swells carried a toothy beast from the opposite side across our laps, following him. We prayed to our fickle gods, careless branches of lightning cracking in their smiling teeth. What's left of us will pull, home again we pull, toward sons, daughters, widows, and wives we will embrace with urgency to take up the longbow more earnestly. Strong, sweet drink, we feel the pull. Bend our pummeled backs to it. This fog will pass.